Emmanuel.
Jesus' name. Every person that you are proposed to deliver today, Daddy delivered them today. Every signs, wonders, and miracles that we have kept for today, Daddy, let it happen today in Jesus' name. We come against all principalities and powers. All assigned forces. All troops of iniquity. And we command that they will not hold sway today in Jesus' name. So before we start, there are just prayer points I want us to pray. Because the demonic altars, demonic temples, and the strong men, strong women of the land are prepared for battle today. But I want us to announce to them that God is equally ready to put them to shame today. Yesterday I told us that I did not come here because I wanted to come here. I'm here because Jesus Christ asked me to come. And because Jesus Christ asked me to come, anyone that wants to go into battle with me must be ready to fight Jesus Christ today. Because it's going to be a very, very tough fight for them. The Lord has sent me to this place to heal the sick. To save those that are bound. To give joy to those that mourn. That's why they have anointed me to come to this place. I've just read from Isaiah 61 from verses 1 and 2. So I'm here because Jesus Christ has directed I should come here today. And I just want to announce to every witch, every wizard, all the demonic idols, all the native doctors, all the society of bony people, whatever power that there is, I'm here in the name of the one that has all powers. So Jesus Christ is here.
Yes, sir, you are.
The Holy Ghost is here.
I will not pray you.
And God the Father is here.
Okay,
I want you to stand up so I will pray this prayer. Let us stand up. We are going to pray. Every demonic throne erected against this meeting, be pulled down now and consumed with the fire of the Holy Ghost. Every demonic throne erected against this program tonight, we are commanding that they be pulled down by the fire of the Holy Ghost. Prayer. Every demonic throne erected against this program tonight, Lord, let them be pulled down. Let them be pulled down in the name of Jesus. Let them be pulled down in the name of Jesus. Let them be pulled down in the name of Jesus. Every throne of iniquity in this area, let them be pulled down in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. We are going to pray. Oh Lord, as many that have associated themselves together for evil concerning this let the fire of the Holy Ghost begin to consume them. Prayer. Every person that has joined together, anywhere that they have planned and they are together right now, anywhere they are shooting their arrows right now, Holy Ghost fire answer them. Holy Ghost fire answer them. Holy Ghost fire answer them. In the name of Jesus. 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 In Jesus' mighty name we are praying.
Amen.
Are we ready to send a message to the covens this night? Are you ready? Are you ready? Good. Today we want to send a message to the covens. We are going to address the three quarters. In a void bay, that's one of the places. I want us all for to face and we are going to speak to every witch wizard in their covens right now. Of this land. Anywhere they are trading with the progress of this town. Anywhere they are directing children to be killed. They should hear our words right now. The word of God right now. We are all going to command. Every trouble in Itobo. Hear the word of God. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Prayer. Every trouble in Itobo. Receive the Holy Ghost fire. Receive the Holy Ghost fire. Now in the name of Jesus. Receive the Holy Ghost fire. You will never be able to come together again. That meeting will not hold tonight. Holy Ghost fire. Holy Ghost fire. Consume them. Consume them. Consume them. Consume them. Consume them. Consume them. Let them begin to fall from their covenant now. Let them fall from their covenant now. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we pray.
Amen.
Let us turn towards Iliakwe.
I don't know we Iliakwe.
Every coven in that quarters. Whatever they are deciding now to do to people of this town. Whatever arrow they are preparing to send out now. Whatever diseases they are trying to send out now. Whatever condemnation they have condemned people to die right now. We want to tell them to listen to the word of God. Iliakwe, listen to the word of God. Every couple in that quarter, listen to the word of God. Holy Ghost! Holy Ghost!
Fire!
Holy Ghost!
Fire!
Prayer. Every couple in Iliakwe, receive the Holy Ghost fire. Every couple in Iliakwe, whatever you are doing right now, wherever you are gathered right now, Holy Ghost fire.
Jesus mighty name we pray. Amen.
Jesus power super power. say Jesus power,
power.
Holy power, powerless power. Eka power,
powerless power.
Arepe Nemo power,
powerless power.
Ise power,
powerless power.
I say Adobe power,
power,
making the God's
power,
witches and wizards power. I say, oh, holy
power.
I say, oh, holy power. God, Jesus power,
super power.
I say, Jesus power,
super power. Yesterday when we started, I told us how I was in the world. How I was born. How I was born in a native doctor's house. How my father started taking me to native doctors. Because my father was afraid that I was going to be killed. So because of fear, many people run to native doctors. I want to announce to us tonight, native doctors have no power. They are just liars. Like I said yesterday, after this meeting, any native doctor that will not go to farm will
starve.
They will starve because no one will go and give them fowl and go to eat again. After this meeting, Jesus Christ will be your master. Jesus Christ will be your defense. Jesus Christ will be your shield. Jesus Christ will be your hiding place. Praise the Lord. So when I was about 9-10 years old, my father took me to one native doctor in Ebohimi, in Ishan. So when we got to the native doctor's place, the native doctor looked at my father because they know each other before. And the man was hitting his stomach. Suddenly the neck was getting widened. Then the mouth, everything was getting widened. And you know this shell you find in the sea, the shell. The mouth was full. The mouth was full of them. And something just came out from the mouth. Small gold calabash. Small.
and on it were beds or the feathers of bed tied around the
neck.
As the man vomited it, he opened it. He asked my father to put the hand forward. My father put the hand forward and I put my hand forward too. The man put the powder in our hand. And he said we should lick it. We licked it. And the man covered the thing back. Put the thing in his mouth. And did what was doing and everything went back into his body again. So when I saw this, I said, this power is great. I said, a time is going to come where I'm going to be able to do this also. Then after about 2-3 years, I was in the secondary school there. Then my father took me to Ekpon. Because we were at Ewohimi that time. And when we got to this man's house, we stayed there till it was very late. Then the man took us to one bush. And I said, as we enter the bush, we should not look back. My father knew that I may look back, so my father put me in the middle. So that I won't look back. So as we entered inside that forest, it was almost 12 midnight. You hear birds flying and noise, everything. Then we came to a trunk of a tree, very mighty tree. And there was a big clay pot there. So the man spoke some language and everything. Then he opened the pot for us. Then he said we should bath. The moment he opened that pot, it's as if hell was let loose. From the tree, things started falling. Around us. The man said we should not be afraid. He knows my father would not be afraid, but he was talking to me. So after taking a bath, the man said we should go out from the other side. From the when we came in, we didn't go back there, but I will never look back before we go home. That night I was extremely very afraid. I was very afraid. So that was one of the few little messes I did. But there were other stronger mercies. And one of them is Ifacho. That mercy was a killer. And I have a brother with me here and a friend that actually spoke to the woman. The woman did that same type of box for him. If any person wants to kill you, you will see that woman in the dream. And the woman will tell you in the dream, go and check that box. In the morning, go and check the box. What was in the box? You have cowries. Then you have small mirrors. Glasses. Then you have feathers or fowl. Then you have this aban, this iron. Those two things were there. But there was one important ingredient. It was the jaw of a dead man. How did the woman get that jaw? The woman goes to the burial ground at night. He will dig out a dead person. He will break the jaw. That is what was in that box. If any person wants to kill you, the blood will come to that box. So the moment the woman, you see the woman in the dream, the woman will tell you in the morning, go to that box. Go there with a fowl. And when you go there, the place will be very, very charged, warm. By the time I open the box, I will see fresh blood flowing on the mirror. That day, the message must come from home that someone is dead.
Oh, your mama, are you?
And I must not cry.
Oh, am I go?
Never.
Your baby.
So I did many other medicines.
Yo, yeah, we come your daughter.
There was one man that was in my company that time. Because I used to have some comb I used to use before going to work. Wooden comb.
Only at that time.
And have medicine tied on it. Because I have very many white people working in the country with me. So anytime I take that comb and I comb my hair back, the moment I get to work, every woman must bow. So I can always ask for money without them having the audacity to ask me for the money back. So one day they brought one man. And the man was trying to stop the area I was eating money. And the man was also a messy man. So I went to meet the mamas I had in one village near Abeokuta. Not one woman, women, they were there in the village. All those old women without teeth in their mouth. So when I went to tell them, then they asked me one question. Don't they know that you have mama in the village? So they asked me to stand, and three of them were behind me. They asked me to stretch my hand. So one of them put something in my hand, and said I should swallow it. Then he said I should turn around. I faced them, and they asked me which of them gave me that thing. I said, there's no way because I can't see from
there.
They said, that is the way that man is going to leave that company. Then they told me after I go to the toilet in the evening, whatever comes out, I should bring it back to them. So that in the evening when I went to the toilet, cowries came out. Good. So I took that car and I gave it back to them. This was on a Sunday. And they prepared everything. And they told me, when you go to your workplace, be very early in the morning. Once you get to the place, turn back and throw that thing into the compound. And listen and hear what is going to happen. So early in the morning, I went there and I did it
immediately.
So I was waiting 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, nothing was happening. At about 12 o'clock, nothing happened. When it was going to 1:30, there was a shout from one cold room. And there was a shout from another side. And they said, today, personnel manager must go. And the manager director of the Yoruba man came, said, what has he done? The people said, that is not their problem. The man must go, otherwise, all of them will not work that day. Then they called the board of directors. By 5:30 in the evening, the meeting was finished. The man was sacked that day. Now the thing that mercy worked because that man was not a believer. If that man had known Christ, it couldn't have worked. So that's what I'm telling us here today. Any person who wants to do mercy to destroy you. But because you have Christ, the mercy will not have any effect upon you. It do not have effect against you. So this is why I have come to tell us about Jesus Christ. God so loved us that he sent only begotten Son to come and die for our sins. Let us go back to the scriptures. Colossians chapter 2 verses 14 and 15. Colossians chapter 2 verses 14 and 15. Colossians chapter 2 14 and 15. He said, blotting out the handwriting of ordinances that was against us, which was contrary to us, and took it out of the way, nailing it to the cross. And having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it. So before you were even born, Jesus Christ has already won the battle for you. But because of ignorance, you were still following native doctors. But today, you know the power that is above all powers. Many of us go to all these native doctors because we are afraid, you don't want to die. Because you don't want to die. Many people, they go to native doctors because of their current things happening in their family. Youth will just be dying. They don't have any solution to it. Girls are not married and they become senior girls in the house. Then people will start to run to native doctors. I want to reassure us this night. Native doctors have no power. The only power is in Jesus Christ. Because he triumphed over them. Even on the cross. So that all of us there will be free. All of us there will be free. Yesterday we saw what God did here. Many people received it yesterday. Today God is going to do more. Because God is going to do what people will say, yes, indeed it's God that did it. All the demonic assistance, the demonic pressures that the demons are putting on people, from today they will be lifted in Jesus' name. Some people may want to come to challenge the healing of God over his people. And I want to tell them today, Jesus Christ said, let my people go. Let my people go. He sent the disciples to Bethphage. He said, you will see the ass and the colt tied. Unloose them and bring them to me. So no matter what the problem you have today, Jesus Christ needs you. Jesus Christ needs you. And you will find him. In the name of Jesus. So because we have gone a little bit far, I will stop very soon. But tomorrow,
ọgbẹ amagwe.
I want to tell us how I was looking for power.
Ebi o ya hete pa bo kagia.
How I went to join Hare Krishna.
Ebi o ya lo en pa bebi ene de pa bebi kia.
I went to America to join the Buddhism.
Yo ye ede bo ayene ne mene de pa bebi kia bo no abe.
And they gave me an instrument, a kind of fiddle.
In the voice manao ni o ya anu.
That I was concentrating and chanting.
Ni ori ya no elamelega na bona yo abwe ayabwe.
And tomorrow,
I
will tell you how I was looking for power. I had to go and eat witchcraft.
Na bi ebio ya ke babo no ke ya be me no ke ya ke ogo ina ogo noi.
And I will tell you what how we used to go to coven and what they do in coven.
Abwe ya abwe bi ya yito e ma wito.
Whatever is there, I will let you know tomorrow.
Abwe ya abwe ani mi oda abwe na ye no da leki e babo e yo ebo e yo ebo e biti Jesus li ya.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
But if you want to enjoy what I'm enjoying now, I'm not afraid of witches, I'm not afraid of
wizards.
I'm not afraid of native doctors. Even you bony people are not afraid of them. Because I'm unkillable, because Christ is the one that is protecting me.
Yes, you know we need them.
And I want all of us to know that Christ is going to stand on your behalf.
Amen.
The idol demon that they worship in this town has no power. A car has no power. A time is going to come where all those wars are going to be relegated. And if you have been worshipping those demon gods, you must have to run to Christ today. Because a time will come where they will use you to appease the gods. And God will never allow that in Jesus'
name.
That is why God has brought all of us here together. That is why God brought everyone here together.
Today.
If you want to enjoy the blessings of the Lord, if you want to enjoy the power that is in the name of Jesus, you must have to give your life to Him. Without giving your life to Him, you will not have the right to enjoy the privilege that is enjoyed by those that belong to Him. You must have to give your life to Jesus. If you want to be free from the clutches of native doctors, you have to give your life to Jesus. If you want to stop that recurrence in your family, evil recurrence, you must have to give your life to Jesus. If you want total protection for your family, you must have to give your life to Jesus. And it's very free. And it's very available to everybody. Jesus Christ will not tell you to go and bring goat and fowl. Jesus Christ will not tell you what He knows that you will not be able to do. Native doctors will deceive you. The money you don't even have, you go and borrow. Jesus Christ is ready to give you life and give you more abundantly. Jesus Christ, after healing you, will still give you life. He's the only man that you can trust, the only God that you can trust. Every other God are false gods. Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. So any other way is a false way. Jesus Christ is the truth. There's no other truth. Any other way you go apart from Jesus, you are going to be false way. is life itself. Without Christ, you are dead. So this very hour, I want us to come out and give our life to Jesus. If you want to enjoy the protection, you have to come out here now and
celebrate
Jesus. You may have been going to church and you have not given your life to Jesus. You may be going to church and doing every church activity and yet you have not given your life to Jesus. So I want you to come out here, declare for Jesus Christ. And it will never remain the same again. There was one man that was preaching in America. And he was telling them, what then can we do to Jesus, who is God Christ? When they were judging him, they were trying to judge and crucify him. So the man told them, think about it. When you come next Sunday, come and give me the result of what you thought about what I'm telling you to think about. And immediately he heard siren, this kind of fire siren. He never knew that a part of his church was burning. But because it's a very large place, before they knew what was happening, fire had engulfed some parts. Some people died that day. When this man got home, he was telling God he does not know how he's going to speak to God any longer, because if he had told them to decide there and then, some of them have not decided, they give their life to Christ, they could have given their life to Christ that
day.
So I want you, if you are here today and you have not received Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, you have not declared that He died and rose again, I want you out here. The next second might be too late. The next minute might be too late. You want healing, you must have to give your life to Jesus. Because after this ministration, the man of God is coming to minister healing to us
here.
So the greatest of all the miracles is when you give your life to Jesus. Anywhere you are, don't allow the demons to oppress you. Don't allow the devil to deceive you. You know in your heart. You know in your heart that you want to come out. But something is telling me, no, I cannot go out. That is the work of the demon. You must have to come out. Tomorrow might be too late. Next second might be too late. I want all of us to enjoy the benefit of being in Christ. That's why I want us to give our life to Christ, then before we go into healing ministry, all of us will enjoy together. I'm still waiting. In 1 minute we will stop. Don't delay yourself. Don't delay yourself. You have to come out. I was in the world before, but today I'm in Christ
Jesus.
If the Lord can save me, He can save anybody. Praise the Lord. Don't say that you are too big a sinner, that Christ is ready to forgive you. If ever you are a prostitute, you have done the worst thing, from today you become a new man. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I just want to tell us that God is here. I tell you, the joy that is exuding from heaven now is unspeakable. And I'm very sure Papa God will just be shaking the leg and will just be enjoying himself right now. Because the devil has failed again. Because you are leaving the kingdom and coming to the kingdom of light. And there's joy unspeakable in heaven as we are here. So I want you all to repeat after me. Lord Jesus. I have come to you the way I am.
I am a sinner.
Forgive me my sin. I repent of every sin that I've sinned. I declare tonight that you are my Lord and personal Savior. And I know in my heart that you died and rose again. Lord Jesus, write my name in the book of life. From today henceforth, I will not serve any other God. You and you alone will I serve. I belong to you, Jesus. Protect me. Be with me. Take that of me. Praise the Lord. If that is your confession, praise the Lord. I also want you to repeat in Upawanu language. So those
who don't
understand.
Praise the Lord.
Don't go yet. Just praise the Lord. I want us all to stand and pray. Stretch your hands and pray for these people.
Let the minister come forward and pray for these
people. Because what the Lord has done now is awesome. It's awesome. What the Lord has done amongst us now is awesome. What the Lord has done for us is awesome. I want to assure you that the native doctors have no power over you now. You don't need to believe or go to a car any longer. Don't ever reverence Alibenaimo any longer. Don't allow any person to tell you to go to Israel. Don't worship Adaobi any longer. Because you now belong to Jesus. You now belong to Jesus. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Ministers. In the front. Just let me pray with them.
Father, we receive them into your kingdom tonight. We ask that they be washed in the precious blood of Jesus Christ. We ask that the blood of the Lamb will wash everyone clean. Wash them from every sin and transfer them into your kingdom. We declare that from tonight they belong to Jesus.
Amen.
And as the word of God has said tonight, the power of darkness in their life is broken. And from this night, Jesus is Lord over your life. We set you apart from today. You belong to the God of heaven. We cover you with the power of God tonight. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen.
Bawale ogo pe samena we a ke kelu seba a jisu mo de nogo kenyo yo ya pula manara na mi meje ki e mo ilo da pula ma pula ma ni wa ma ta go wa ni jesus ati yo wale obo ope samena.
Praise the Lord.
Bawale ogbena.
As they do that, I'll just pray quickly. Father government, we thank you for what you have done in our midst. We thank you for those that you have brought unto yourself. We thank you, Lord, because we know that it will never remain the same again. Father, be thou exalted. As we continue, Daddy, we pray that you continue with us. At the end, let signs, wonders follow in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God Almighty, we thank you. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed.